Hi, and thank you for joining me today. This is SportSafe Nigerian Podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain, and we believe that we can save Nigeria through this platform. I am Emmanuel, and I have been studying Nigerian politics for over 15 years. Today, I will discuss the top news headlines across Nigeria. Before I continue, there is big news. You and your friends can win 25,000 Naira by watching any of my videos, clicking on the like button and making comments. 5 people will win 5,000 Naira. The people behind it would like to remain anonymous, but I appreciate the goodwill. This is just the beginning, as the goal is to help 5,000 people every month. Watch this video to the end, and I will tell you how you can be one of the 5 people who will win 5,000 Naira. The news headline to be discussed today will focus on security, politics, and poverty reduction. Now, let's go to the first story. First, I will talk about the Lagos State Governor giving a 3-bedroom apartment to a Super Eagles legend. The Governor of Lagos State honored Super Eagles legend Patrick Pascal and gave him a 3-bedroom apartment in the presence of Alex Iwobi and Ahmed Musa. The Governor, Babajide, announced on Thursday night, March 25, that Pascal got the gift because of winning gold with the Super Eagles at Atlanta 1996. I know it is good to celebrate people, but many people will find it hard to understand why they need to give him a 3-bedroom house. He probably had many homes. Housing is a massive problem for people in Lagos State. The government should focus on helping the masses. Many of our leaders are just out of touch. The government needs to mobilize people like him to build more houses and support the people of Lagos. In another news, a University of Calabar professor has been jailed for 3 years. A high court in Akwa Ibom State had on Thursday sentenced Professor Ogban to 3 years in prison for announcing false election results in favor of Apabio during the Akwa Ibom Northwest Senatorial District election in 2019. Ogban was the Independent National Electoral Commission (INEC) returning officer for the 2019 Akwa Ibom Northwest Senatorial election. Reacting to this, Governor Apabio said Professor Peter Ogban was jailed for rigging the 2019 election favoring the People's Democratic Party (PDP). However, he denied claims that Ogban manipulated the election favoring him and his party, the All Progressive Congress, the APC. Meanwhile, the People's Democratic Party (PDP), in reaction to the ruling, has accused Ogban of manipulating the election in favor of the former Akwa Ibom State Governor. The APC said Ogban's sentencing was an indication that justice would prevail under President Buhari's administration. The summary of this story is that Professor Ogban is currently on his own. Please let me know your thought on this. You can put it in the comment section. If you are joining me, this is SportSafe Nigeria Podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain. Subscribe to this channel. I believe that we can save Nigeria together through this platform. Now on security. There was tension in Kaduna. A suspected bandit kidnapped 8 Redeemed Christian Church of God members. Those members were kidnapped on their way to a program. They are going to Kashia in preparation for the church Let's Go Fishing Easter program. The gunmen took them out of the bus and put them in their own operational vehicle. William Salami, who is an elder brother to one of the victims, said the kidnappers made a demand of 200 million naira for the group or 50 million for each hostage. The next is about the government spending. Governor Abdullahi Sule of Nasarawa has announced the state's proposed secretariat was estimated to gob 14 billion naira. He explained that the government had provided 1 billion naira in the 2021 budget for the project's takeoff. The government said, "Today, our MDAs are distributed in several places. As a government, we said, let's have a secretariat where you will locate every ministry once you go in. That's just the whole idea," he said. Additionally, he said, "In every state, the road that leads to the government house is a dual carriageway." Nasarawa cannot be an exception. The total budget for the state is 115 billion naira. Is it worth it to spend almost 10% of the annual spending on a secretariat? Osun State made the same mistake years ago and they are yet to overcome. Is there anything wrong with having secretariats in several places? Many people will believe that the state should focus on helping to move people out of poverty. What if the state spent this extra 14 billion naira on job creation, on health, on education? I'm just wondering. Please let me know your opinion in the comment section. Now on Lagos State's golden boy, the APC golden boy, Fashola. The EFCC secretly interrogated Fashola over Fowler's loot and his asset declaration documents. His interrogation was related to questionable asset declaration and Fowler's ongoing probe. Both are close to the former governor of Lagos State and the national leader of the Progressive Congress, Bola Tinubu. Just like in Tinubu's case, the EFCC also wrote to the Code of Conduct Bureau to request Fashola's asset declaration document to further establish another investigation phase. Fashola, however, vehemently denied all charges of corruption. He told the EFCC officials to go and do a thorough investigation on the matter before dragging his name into it. His visit to the EFCC towards the end of 2020 has been kept entirely secret until now. Even then, little has been known about the investigation and specifics of his accusation. But this raises a lot of questions about the members of the President Buhari's cabinet. For someone who handles a critical ministerial position to be a regular guest of the EFCC, there are rumors that the former Lagos State governor's rapid fall from grace was to remove him from the 2023 presidential equation of the APC. I don't know, who knows? They are now on Bola Tinubu and Fashola's case. Let me know your opinion in the comment section. Thank you very much for listening. At the beginning of this show, I said you and your friends can win 25,000 Naira by watching any of my videos, clicking on the like button and making comments. 5 people will win 5,000 Naira from now till the end of April, April 30. You can participate and win by subscribing to my YouTube channel. Second, by making comments on any of my videos. The comment should end with the hashtag #BotSaveNigeria. You can submit as many comments as you wish to increase your chances. Besides, each comment should end with hashtag #BotSaveNigeria. That is very, very important. The lucky winners will be announced on May 1st, 2021. The people behind the award would like to remain anonymous, but I appreciate them. This is just the beginning. We are starting with 5 people, but our goal is to help 5,000 people every month. If you would like to help people, you can get in touch with me. We want the number of winners to increase. Feel free to thank our Destiny helpers in your comments. I know some of you don't need this money. You can share this information with your friend that can benefit. Please like this video, share it, and continue to make comments. At this point, let me add a disclaimer. Please don't send me a message to choose your comments. I won't be the one to select the lucky winners. I will announce the names given to me by our Destiny helpers. Don't forget, you can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link in the description. If you want to know more about Nigeria, subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel. You will be notified about future uploads. Thank you, and I will see you next week.